Harris County, Texas, which is where you'll find Houston, is one of the most diverse metro areas in the country. That's not always reflected in its judges, but that's changing. The county recently elected a record number of African-American women to the bench, 19 total. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider has a story of that group of women who have dubbed themselves Black Girl Magic.
Harris County's criminal courts are still damaged from the floodwaters of Tropical Storm Harvey. So criminal court judges are doubling up in the Harris County Family Law Center, a seven-story office building in downtown Houston.
I'm Judge Erica Hughes for Harris County Criminal Court at Law Number 3.
Hughes is a former Army lawyer who still serves in the Texas Army National Guard. She's one of the Houston 19, also known as Black Girl Magic.
A few of us are on the same floor, so of course we would see each other every day. So it's great to have them available and accessible and so close.
Some are closer than others.
Hello, my name is Shannon Baldwin. I am the presiding judge of Harris County Criminal Court at Law Number 4.
Baldwin shares Hughes' third-floor courtroom. But the Family Law Center is nothing like as crowded as when the 19 met in July of 2017. The Harris County Democratic Party held a get-to-know-you meeting that included every candidate for every office on its slate.
If you could imagine a room that was far too small, we were all sort of packed in and it was just like, state your name and what you're going to be running for. And it just went around the room like that.
Baldwin says the potential judges had never discussed plans to run as a group. Nearly half had to win primaries first.
Once we moved past the primary election, we realized that there was this great phenomenon, if you will, a large number of African-American women running for judge. It just simply occurred to us that that was something that needed to be highlighted, and we thought it would be a motivating factor to our voting base.
The phrase, Black girls are magic, had been circulating on social media for at least 5 years. Judge Tanya Jones explains why the candidates latched onto it.
Just the idea of Black Girl Magic in and of itself is just a celebration of the accomplishments of African-American women in various sectors within society, and typically those where we're underrepresented, such as the judiciary here in Harris County.
A promotional photo captured the message. It showed all 19 candidates dressed in black, suggesting judges' robes, in a courtroom at Texas Southern University's Thurgood Marshall School of Law. Judge Cassandra Holloman says throughout the campaign, voters constantly told her how inspirational they found the image.
I've even had parents to tell me that their daughters took the picture that we had and they framed it, and it's actually on their wall in their bedroom.
There were other factors in the victory of the 19 than just diversity. Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke lost the state to Republican Ted Cruz, but he carried Harris County by 17 points. Again, Judge Shannon Baldwin.
Obviously, we benefited from straight ticket voting. Even more so, we benefited from Beto O'Rourke and what he was able to accomplish in Harris County. But let it not go unnoticed that the 19 worked exceptionally hard.
The fact is, a big reason Houston and its suburbs have been trending blue is because they're so diverse. This cycle, Harris County also saw record numbers of Hispanic American, Asian American, and LGBT candidates. And the more such candidates win, the more it encourages younger people of diverse backgrounds to believe they can do the same. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.